There were also economic or business and money reasons for the Civil War. The southern states had many plantations or large farms. These plantations were dependent on or needed agriculture, which included farming and raising animals for food. For the South to have a strong economy, it needed plantations to make money. The northern states had larger and more developed cities. Many of the people in the northern states made money from manufacturing, or making things to sell, and trading, or selling things to other countries. Some historians, or people who study things that happened in the past, believe that these economic differences were a cause of the Civil War, or one of the reasons for the Civil War. Finally, states' rights, or the ability to do and have certain things, were another problem that led to the Civil War. The population, or the number of people in the northern states, was growing very quickly, with a lot of immigration, or people coming from other countries to live there. In the South, the population was growing more slowly. Southern states were afraid they would lose their rights because the northern states would have more representation in the federal government. Southern states were also worried that the federal or national government would become too strong, taking power away from the states. This was the third major cause of the Civil War.